Praise God, voice of grace, June the 17th. We give God the praise, glory, and honor for the privilege to see the dawn of a new day. Great is his faithfulness from everlasting to everlasting. He reigns forevermore. It is by his grace that we are saved through faith, not by power nor by might. And we are privileged to withdraw from our grace reservoir. The grace nugget for today is forgiveness by grace. Grace enables you to forgive your offenders. It lifts you up from the lower state where you are downcast or discouraged and establishes you at the higher state, at the mountaintop, where your victory is permanent. Our case study today is Joseph. Joseph's brother sold him away to slavery. But even apart from being sold, he was first put in the pits. I want to encourage you today. Peradventure, you feel you are in the pit. Just like Joseph refused to stay in the pit or even in the prison where he found himself after passing through the journey of Potiphar's wife accusing him. Joseph went through so much that he had every good reason not to forgive, but he still forgave. Today, as you receive this word, the grace of God is released upon you to forgive and to let go and let God be glorified in your life. The grace of God is the goodness of God, the enablement, the empowerment to forgive even when it is difficult. It is by the grace of God that Joseph endured the trials, the tribulations, the challenges. Many times he was helpless and hopeless, but God was with him, even in the prison. Whatever state you find yourself today, in the prison of life, of anxiety, of fears, worries, afflictions, the grace of God is more than sufficient for you. Just like the Lord told Apostle Paul, that my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect even in your weaknesses. The Lord is providing that grace for you right now to strengthen you even where you feel discouraged, helpless and hopeless. It's a brand new day, and the day has just started. The Lord, strong and mighty in battle, will give you the strength and the grace to weather the storm, to go through this day and even the rest of your life with the confidence and blessed assurance that God is on your side. And when God is on your side, no matter what men do to you, he is your strong tower, your refuge, and your defense. In Genesis 50, 17, even to 20, tells us, "So shall ye say unto Joseph, forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren and their sin, for they did unto thee evil, and now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of thy father." And Joseph wept when they spoke unto him. "But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive." Whatever you have been going through or you are going through right now, it's for the glory of God to be revealed. It's to take you from that ground zero and make you a hero. That's what happened to Joseph. Today I pray that anointing to forgive comes upon you as you surrender your life to Jesus. If God can forgive us, let's take a lesson from Joseph today and forgive. Let go and let God be glorified. As you yield yourself and welcome Jesus to the boat of your life and say, Jesus, I believe you died for my sins. Come and dwell in my life richly and guide me by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. If you have made this confession, the Lord has forgiven you, and that same grace is released unto you to go out and forgive as many who have offended you. I soak you in the blood of Jesus. As you take that step of faith, I pray that you go and come back with rejoicing and testimony. I pray that the Lord will catapult you from ground zero to the top of the mountain where you become a hero. Have a blessed day. Remember, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Freely you have received this word, freely share it with somebody. Have a blessed day. Amen.